Welcome to the Blueprint, Canada's Conservative Podcast. I'm your host, Tony Clement, and we will have Kathy McLeod, MP, Kamloops, Thompson Caribou, and Bob Soroya, MP, Markham, Unionville, talking about medical marijuana and the problems in landlord and tenant situations. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Blueprint, Canada's Conservative Podcast.
Is the Prime Minister actually saying that taxpayers should be on the hook when he breaks the law?
Going to take for the Prime Minister to have any respect for any laws in this country that may curb his out-of-control behavior.
All these deficits leading to nothing but burying Canadians in taxes.
And now, here's your host, Tony Clement.
This is the Blueprint, Canada's Conservative Podcast. I'm your host, Tony Clement, Member of Parliament for Parry Sound Muskoka, and we've got a great show for you today with two of my colleagues talking about medical marijuana and some of the problems that are surfacing in this area. I'm joined with Kathy McLeod, MP, Kamloops, Thompson Caribou, and Mr. Bob Soroya, who's the Member of Parliament for Markham, Unionville. Thank you for being on the show, both of you.
Pleasure for me, and it's my first time joining you.
Your first time. Bob's an old veteran.
Thank you so much for doing this, and we do need it. This is an important subject. We want to make sure we communicate with the people.
Thank you. I think that is terribly important as well. I'm going to ask Kathy to set the scene a little bit. Why we should be worried about this. I know you've got a couple of stories, one in particular, about a constituent who has been dealing with this. Now, when we think of medical marijuana, we think of the user of the product who is getting some relief for a medical condition. But there are some unintended consequences. So, Kathy, tell us what the problem is.
I think right now everyone is really focused on the recreational regime, or what they're calling Bill C-45, as the current government is looking at legalizing marijuana. What many don't realize is that there's been a medical system in place for many years now, and it is creating huge problems. To be frank, the Liberals have made a mess of it. So let me tell you how it works. A doctor authorizes someone to use medical marijuana, and the person has a choice. They can buy it from a producer, or they can grow their own. So you're a landlord, and I had a landlord that came into my office, and frankly, he was in tears. He had put all his money into a rental home. Upstairs, he had a family with a young baby, and downstairs, he had someone with a medical marijuana license who was growing for two people. They had the authorization to grow 60 plants in the basement of his house.
60.
So first of all, the municipality knew nothing about it because of privacy laws. He says, "What are you doing?" And the guy gives him his medical license authorization, and the police say, "Sorry, there's nothing we can do about it." So of course, you can imagine the family upstairs, who had been really worried and they'd had these smells, they moved out right away. So he lost that tenant. Then he asked the person downstairs to stop, and the person downstairs said, "Nope, I have an authorization to do this." So the long story short is, many months later, he had to pay this person to leave. The insurance stopped on his home right away. No insurance company is going to cover a grow up. Plus, he had thousands and thousands of dollars of remediation work, and his house is always going to be a grow up. So
it's going to be designated as a grow up on the real estate
on listing. The real estate side. So huge. This is a landlord who's put his life savings into his home, and it has been destroyed because of the system that the Liberals put in place for medical marijuana, and it's absolutely unacceptable. So I just want to quickly reference, I have a private member's bill that's going to say, you know what, if you want to grow it in your own home, go ahead, ruin your home. But if you need landlord permission if you're renting a home. So that's my bill that's going to be voted on Wednesday.
Bob Soroya, let's get your take on this. You also have been on this file a little bit, and you've heard some stories. Tell us what reaction you're getting to this situation.
Once again, thank you, Tony, for bringing this important subject forward, and especially thank you to Kathy. Kathy, I hear these horror stories. I had a meeting with the York Regional Police Chief 4 months ago, 5 months ago. And I had another one a few days ago, this past Saturday. the police is so afraid of this nonsense, grow up in their homes. He told me some of the story. Let me share one story with you. Let's say somebody is allowed to have 6 plants or 7 plants to do it. When they go there, sometimes there is hundreds of plants. When they tell them what's going on, they said, oh, no, 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 we are just starting this one up. This crop is just starting up. This crop is 6 weeks old. This week, 12 weeks ago. So we can have 6 or 8 or 12, whatever the number of plants are at a time. 40% are the success rate when you take it to the court. The laws are so loose. The judges are throwing these things out. These other problem I hear from people. People grow in the apartment buildings. When they're growing in the apartment buildings, again with the same medical permit, medical license, the neighbors, the babies, the kids, they cannot stand the smell. Those are the issues. Imagine.
It really is an industrial style of growing that is going on in these units, it seems like. It's not just a few plants like under the proposed legalization of marijuana for non-medical purposes. There's a limit of 4 plants per household, but there's no limit here, really.
So what the current rules of the federal government are is you can grow for up to 4 people in a home. So you can grow for yourself and 3 others. Let's say someone has a prescription for 5 grams of marijuana a day. That means that's going to be 30 plants, or I think it's about 5 plants a gram. So you can imagine you're growing for 4 people times 5 grams a day, how many plants you can actually legally grow, and Health Canada has authorized that. And to be frank, it's unacceptable if it's in someone else's home.
If I can add something up, the property, how expensive the properties are in Vancouver, Toronto, and all over the country. Imagine somebody pays $800,000, $750,000 for the condo unit. What happened? He put some tenant in there. 3 months later, 6 months later, he get a call from the police, say, what's going on in your place? Imagine. Nobody's going to touch that unit again. This will always be known as a grow-up. That means the price of that unit is reduced by at least 25%, if not 50%. And the insurance don't cover it. It's a bad situation. This thing should not happen.
So in your case, Bob Soroya, Member of Parliament, the York Regional Police, in your riding in your territory, approached you or had a conversation with you saying this is a real problem.
Oh, absolutely. Not only this thing, the overall problem with this cannabis bill, first of all, you need $17,000 to train one police officer. Only 40 police officers in the entire York region are trained. So they have 700 police officers, the frontline officer, they call it. Only 40 are trained. They don't have hardware. There is no machines to check it. Going back to the houses, no training, underfunded. And on top of it, they're saying we hardly can do what we can do today. But we're supposed to go door knock and say, how many plants do you have? Can we check your plants? It's an impossible task for the police force. To do this.
And it's not just police forces that are really concerned. Municipalities have been raising this as a huge issue for years and years and years. Surrey, for example, says, we don't even know where these medical marijuana legally licensed grow-ups are, so we can't do fire inspections. We can't make sure that they haven't rejigged the wiring. There are fire safety and hazard risks, and the municipality has no ability to look into them.
Not to mention the long-term mold risks because of
mold. There's many risks. So municipalities have said, this is crazy, to be quite frank, that we have 60 plus plants and we don't know where they are, and they're in homes and communities. And certainly we also hear of fires on a fairly regular basis and hear later that it was a grow-up.
So tell us again, let's unpack your private member's bill a little bit. What's the solution that your bill proposes?
It's not a big solution to all the problems, but it is one solution saying if you have a medical license to grow marijuana and you rent a home, you need the landlord's permission to grow your medical marijuana. Some landlords, if they lived in the country, there might be a greenhouse, they might have a field, they might be just fine with it. But essentially, it's giving protection to the landlords. Provinces.
Usually this multi-unit residences is what you're most worried about, I would say.
Well, I think single-family homes
and
is
single
where
family homes,
there's
thing.
Huge issues in neighborhoods. So it's not the answer, but it's one piece of the puzzle to protect landlords.
And so what happens under your bill if somebody does not disclose and they start the grow up? Does that give the landlord extra powers to deal with the situation then?
So what we've asked is in the bill is for the government to make regulations around what the consequences would be and how it would work. So obviously there's things to work out, but you know, to go back to Bob's point, when the recreational regime comes in and there's a 4-plant limit, how are you going to determine, you know, is there 4 plants, 10 plants, 20 plants? Municipalities are very concerned about that issue also.
And I'm not trying to mix the two, but this is an issue. We're hearing about it all the time now as the C-45, the marijuana legalization bill, goes forward about, you know, what the definition is on some of these things. And maybe the medical marijuana experience should have animated the discussion on C-45. But, we 4 plants, they could each be 25 feet tall. There's a lot of things that can be done if you don't have the right definitions. Bob?
Tony, look at this. In Oshawa, this past week, there was 2 instances for the same school. One week, the grade 6 student came with the gummy bears. The 4 kids got sick. Imagine if the gummy bears sitting on this table, I grab one or two too.
It's and just, they had marijuana in the gummy bears.
Of course
bears.
There yeah. was a marijuana in it. Yeah. The second instance was where there was marijuana in the cookies. So when people see these things, people grab it, people eat it. Same thing, all this experiment started back in Colorado. It came from Colorado to Canada. Colorado basically became the marijuana capital of the United States. Now, look at this one. The Colorado governor said this past week, he said he won't rule out banning marijuana again. They have the numbers, the dollar figures attached to it, additional police force, additional police officers, the machines, the hardware, the software, the training, many, many others. If I can link it up with the Ontario, with the York Regional Police, they need $54 million, $54 million to train all the
officers. That's just one police service.
One police force, $54 million. The local provincial government previously said they will cover 60%, 40% cost over the people from York Region are on the hook. Same thing would be the Toronto, in some cases maybe 200 million, 300 million, 500 million, depending what the cost for the entire police force for training is. It's a bad idea. This DEA Enforcement Administration supervisor from Colorado said this week, say the 15% of the total force time is spent on the trafficking cases. There's so much trafficking out there, so-called medical or social and all those things. It's a bad experience as far as I'm concerned. The liberals, us, or anybody else, the Canadians deserve better.
Now, thank you, Bob. Kathy McLeod, it's your private member's bill. If people want to get involved, what's the call to action? Can they contact you, or can they sign a petition, or is there a way to help support your bill?
So this bill goes to a vote on this Wednesday, and I think the best thing you can do to support this bill is contact the Liberal members of Parliament and say that you'd be outraged if they won't support it, because The Liberals have indicated that they're not going to support it. They say people need to have right for access to their medical marijuana, whereas I say we have to balance landlord rights with other rights. So get in contact with your Liberal MPs from across the country and say that you'd be very concerned about a no vote to this bill.
Absolutely. Now, thank you for that. And indeed, do contact conservative.ca as well if you support Kathy McLeod on having this private members bill go forward. And certainly, if you happen to be in a riding that is NDP or Liberal, contact them. I know the Conservative Caucus will be supporting you, Kathy. This is a big issue, as outlined by Bob Soroya just a few minutes ago. We will be supporting you, but we want to put the pressure on the Liberal Party and the NDP to do the same thing. I want to thank our guests for this podcast. We've had Kathy McLeod, Member of Parliament, Kamloops, Thompson Caribou, and Mr. Bob Soroya, the Member of Parliament for Markham, Unionville. Both of you, thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Blueprint, Canada's Conservative podcast. To find more episodes, interviews, and in-depth discussions of politics in Canada, search for The Blueprint on iTunes or visit podcast.conservative.ca.